Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on my column, but actually this time it's based on two columns that I published this week. One is called 7 Days Without My iPhone, and the other, An Ironic Father-Son Story in Real Life, or IRL, as it is often used on Twitter. You can find my columns in about 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there, and all the various options will drop down and greet you. Today we have Wayne Levine back for the men's room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and we are going to hear all about the birth of his son, which took place this past week. And we have a very special guest, the Barefoot executive herself, Carrie Wilkerson, for the women's room. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And stay in the loop. Receive my newsletter. Just go to brucesalen.com, and right in the middle of the homepage is a place to write your email and your name, and you will only get a weekly newsletter telling you everything that's going on with the works that I'm doing, and especially Dad Chat and the cartoons and things like that. The new cartoon, or the new comic, which is out today, and the title of the strip is Because I Said So, and this one is called Dad Lets One Out. Use your imagination. And I will tell you that it is inspired by a true story. But I am not that dad. Speaking of I'm not that dad, the 10th I'm Not That Dad vlog is up on brucesalen.com, and it's part two of Road Trip. I had the bravery, the courage, to go on a road trip with my wife. And in part one, I demonstrated what happens when I let my wife give us directions. We got hopelessly lost. In part two, we actually made it there, and you will get to see and enjoy the pleasures of Park City and Deer Valley, especially when I went to the Olympic Village and the site of the jumps. It was really very, very cool, and that's all within the very short I'm Not That Dad vlog on brucesalen.com. Today is Thursday, April 19th, when I broadcast live. I know many of you listen to my show on the weekends, but today, April 19th, is my old girlfriend's birthday. So a happy birthday to Gail Ho. We were together for a long time, and she was a wonderful, terrific, loving girl. I know she is now happily married, and I don't know if you can hear this, Gail, but happy birthday. And I always remembered my two close friends' birthdays were a day apart. Gail was on the 19th, and on the 20th was and is my friend Larry Sinitsky's birthday. He is celebrating a big one. Let's just say he's no longer 30 anymore. So happy birthday, Larry. I know you're going to go away somewhere with your family, and you got a big trip planned to Africa. It all sounds exciting, and congratulations on your diet. He's been on a vegan diet, of which I think we need to have him on air to explain it, because his blood work has come back with remarkable improvements across the border, across the lines of every single statistic that matters when you get blood work. Not to mention, he looks great and has lost quite a few pounds. So this radio show host could use a little weight loss. So I may come aboard or at least look into it. Dad Chat is tonight, and it is every Thursday. So if you are listening on the weekend, the show that I'm talking about tonight will have passed, but the next one will be next Thursday. So if you want to be part of a really exciting community of moms and dads, join Dad Chat, which is a tweet chat. You just use the hashtag Dad Chat. That's the number sign followed by Dad Chat to follow on Twitter. I use a website called TweetGrid to follow the chat and any chat that I join. Tonight, we have special guest Carrie Wilkerson, who's going to be on the show later today. And the topic, I think, is unbelievably relevant to moms and dads. And her name and her topic, it's called Parent and CEO. Can you balance it all? I think that's the eternal struggle. Mark your calendars for April 26th, when Dad Chat will be hosted by the very well-known, very popular, and in fact, the founder host of Blog Chat, Mac Collier. He may, in fact, be the person that started the whole tweet chat craze. Blog chat is every Sunday evening, and it is a major, major part of my Sunday routine. And Mac is a gracious and wonderful Texan, wears a great hat, and is just fun and incredibly knowledgeable about social media. On May 17th, we have the very special privilege of Guy Kawasaki hosting Dad Chat. So mark your calendars. There are sponsor slots open if you want to be a part of the Bruce Allen Radio Show. We appear on 4 a.m. stations across the country. So just contact me at bruce@bruceallen.com. And for that matter, if you don't want to sponsor the show and you just want to be in touch and tell me something I should or shouldn't be doing, feel free to write at bruce@bruceallen.com or tweet me, follow me, at Bruce Allen. It is time for another Dad's Point of View life lesson. So let's listen.
You got to action. You with the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative.
Don't. I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. The risks of opposite sex friends. Is it cool for couples to have opposite sex friends? I wrote a column about this, and it generated a lot of debate. Most seem to think that opposite sex friends are okay only if those friends are brought into the relationship and it is open. I tend to agree. I also think that pre-existing opposite sex friends are better than making new ones. And if there was an intimate relationship between you, just be extra upfront with your spouse. Being as anti-PC as I am, I also think too many opposite sex friends is just playing with fire. What do you think? I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Well, what do you think about having opposite sex friends? Not only did I write a column, but we actually had a dad chat about it, and I believe we even talked on my radio show about it. And I found quite a mix of opinions about the idea of opposite sex friends, with younger people tending to think it's okay, and people over 40 and even older like myself questioning the value and the wisdom of opposite sex friends. I think the fact that that trended that way is a reflection on the fact that we learn more as we get older, and some of the opinions we have in our 20s and 30s do change with experience, with becoming a father or a mother, becoming a husband or a wife. And I do believe that opposite sex friends are potentially playing with fire, especially if they're kept in the dark. And the article was inspired by a friend, a woman friend, a business colleague, who discovered that her husband had had a platonic affair, that's the only way to describe it, with an ex-girlfriend that he had kept quiet. And he claimed absolutely to the max that there was nothing physical going on, but nonetheless he carried on this emotional relationship with this woman behind his wife's back. And whether or not something physical took place, to me, is irrelevant to the fact that there was such secrecy involved. And I think that's a mistake. The topic today is 7 days without my iPhone and my own review of the movie Chimpanzee. I'm not going to have time to talk about too much of it now, but let's say 7 days without my iPhone when I went on my recent heliskiing trip was quite an interesting experience. I found in time that I did not miss it. The only function I missed was the clock, because I had started using my phone instead of a watch. So my wife was a teeny bit annoyed with me constantly asking her what time it was. But other than that, I found it to be a noble experiment, and it's something I wish I could employ in my weekly life and go one whole day each week without technology. Or certainly without, maybe I could watch television, but not the computer, the iPad, and the iPhone. It would be very interesting. Not check Twitter, not check Facebook. See how my life would be. Would my real-life relationships have a little more depth? Later in the show, we'll talk about the movie Chimpanzee, which I saw at a special screening and was incredibly moved by, but I was especially affected by the relationship between the father chimp and the baby chimp, who ended up being orphaned. It was a rare case in which Hollywood got it right. It portrayed a father-son relationship as well as I could have imagined. But I was so struck by the irony that this relationship was between chimps. When is Hollywood going to do such a good story about a father-son relationship and a father stepping up, not goofing up, not making mistakes, not getting peed in the face, just doing his job? And this adult male chimp who didn't even have a connection biologically to this baby stepped up and did his job. And of course, because it was a documentary, everything about it was real. The filmmakers had no idea that the mother would get killed. Of course, in every Disney movie, a parent dies. That seems to be a formula. In this case, it wasn't a scripted one. It took place, in fact, in reality, and it was very sad. And the other mothers in the tribe would not take in this orphan baby. And in the end, the leader of the tribe, the father, did the job. And I'll talk a little more about it, and certainly you could read my column at BruceAllen.com. Coming up is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, so stay tuned, and we'll hear some of his male wisdom.